From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Muslim worshippers celebrated early Thursday Israel's decision to remove additional security measures from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Hundreds converged near the holy site in Jerusalem's Old City after Israel removed railings and scaffolding where cameras were to be mounted at the entrance to the Haram al-Sharif compound, also known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Metal detectors had been removed Tuesday. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunis said he understands the deep emotion displayed since the security apparatus was installed after the killings of two Israeli policemen nearly 2 weeks ago.
The symbolism of Al-Aqsa Mosque being the third holiest site in Islam, and the feelings of after 50 years of occupation and seeing so much else taken away from them, it certainly has led quite a few Palestinians to protest and mobilize on what they see as the latest affront by Israeli occupation forces.
Muslim leaders said they'll decide Thursday whether worshippers should return to the mosque for prayers. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned Wednesday hard-won gains leading to peace in Central African Republic are in jeopardy by increased ethnic and sectarian fighting. He condemned the killing Tuesday of two more UN peacekeepers in the town of Bangassou. Another Moroccan peacekeeper was killed there Sunday. The UN chief's spokesman is Farhan Haq.
This incident brings to nine the number of peacekeepers killed in service in Bangassou since the beginning of the year.
The uptick in violence has displaced tens of thousands since April. One of Africa's poorest countries is trying to emerge from 4 years of violence sparked by the 2013 coup by a Muslim alliance. This is VOA News. The U.S. Wednesday announced sanctions against 13 senior officials of Venezuela's government and state oil company as the opposition staged a two-day general strike aimed at preventing Sunday's vote to create a new assembly to rewrite the country's constitution.
Este grupo de compatriotas.
President Nicolas Maduro described the sanctions as insolent. The opposition-led strike is to end with a protest march Friday in the capital, Caracas. La Trobe University analyst Raul Sanchez Urubari said it's impossible to predict what might happen.
The pressure has never been this much on the regime to change course. We're in a completely unprecedented situation, but it will be a matter of waiting to see what will happen by Sunday.
Mr. Maduro has vowed to press ahead with a vote that the opposition warned will institutionalize dictatorship. Protesters clashed again with security forces Wednesday, leaving at least one person dead. President Donald Trump says the U.S. military will no longer allow transgender people to serve. The decision reverses a policy put in place by the previous Obama administration. Mr. Trump's spokesperson is Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The president has a lot of support for all Americans and certainly wants to protect all Americans at all times. The president's expressed concern since this Obama policy came into effect, but he's also voiced that this is a very expensive and disruptive policy, and based on consultation that he's had with his national security team, came to the conclusion that it erodes military readiness and unit cohesion, and made the decision based on that.
The decision drew immediate criticism. Florida Republican Congresswoman Elena Ross Leighton said no American should be prohibited from serving the nation. A man wielding a knife killed three people Thursday in central China. The suspect identified as 40-year-old Wang Xiong. The attack took place in an office in the city of Wuhan. As he fled by car, Wang hit and injured several other people. He was shot and captured by police. In Nigeria, suspected Boko Haram insurgents ambushed an oil exploration convoy in the north, killing at least 10 people, including 9 soldiers, and abducting several others who were later rescued. The state-run Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation has been surveying the potentially vast oil reserves around Lake Chad. Meanwhile, in Lagos Wednesday, a four-story building collapsed, killing 8 people. The collapse followed heavy rains in the country's commercial capital. U.S. stocks continued their climb into record territory Wednesday amid strong corporate earnings reports from companies like Boeing and AT&T. The benchmark Dow Jones ending the day up nearly 100 points to 21,711. Meanwhile, policymakers at the U.S. Central Bank announced they're holding steady a key interest rate. They said the world's largest economy is growing at a moderate pace. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.